For 4 years, Karen Wadsack has been struggling to get the dental care she says she needs.
I have jagged teeth. Sometimes food gets caught in it and it causes excruciating pain. So I try to get by. I've changed, you know, there's some things I don't need anymore.
Wadsack has health coverage through Medi-Cal, but most dental benefits were cut from the program when the state had a budget deficit. Wadsack needs complex dental work, and she says she has lost teeth while trying to navigate the dismantled system.
It keeps me from functioning at a higher level where I could get more things done. I could probably even have a part-time job, but I couldn't do it like this.
Wadsack is not the only one who has had trouble getting dental care in recent years. Millions of low-income adults with Medi-Cal lost dental benefits in 2009. Some of those people might have lined up outside Sacramento's Cal Expo last August, seeking free dental care. The giant exposition hall was filled with dental chairs and 300 dental volunteers offering everything from cleanings to fillings. Lauren Cooper waited outside all night to be seen.
I came because I have a tooth that broke off and my partial broke about 3.5 years ago. And without work, it's pretty hard to get things fixed. So I've been super gluing my partial together for 3.5 years.
The former president of the California Dental Association, Dan Davidson, was helping out that day. He said every dollar spent on preventing dental problems saves $50 in treatment. But that kind of care has not been an option for people with Medi-Cal.
Now, patients have to go to hospitals to get emergency care. And very often, the hospitals are not equipped to solve dental problems. And as a result, they get antibiotics and pain pills and are sent away.
More than 2,000 people filled Cal Expo seeking free dental care, but Davidson said a weekend of charity services couldn't substitute for a system of dental care for low-income people.
Not only are those people not getting care, but the entire safety net of dentists that were committed to servicing the DentiCal program has essentially been disbanded. And that's horrific, really.
Someone else showed up at that free dental clinic in Sacramento, California Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg. He says he was so moved by what he saw there, he led the charge to restore dental benefits in this year's budget.
The elimination of adult dental in 2009 was one of the most visible examples of the harm caused by the recession, the $42 billion California budget deficit.
Lawmakers were pressured by many groups to restore public services. A broad coalition wanted to stop doctor payment cuts in Medi-Cal. That didn't happen.
We can't restore everything or nearly everything that has been lost, but we can pick a few targeted areas where people have suffered the most. And for me, dental care was at the top of the list.
So DentiCal will be restored to most of what it was before. Patients will be able to have their cavities filled, get crowns on broken teeth, and bridge work. They won't be getting partial dentures or implants, and Steinberg says they won't be getting any care right away.
It's going to take some time to rebuild the program since it's been gone now for over 4 years.
DentiCal services begin again in May of 2014. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.